Queen. This is Meg Bertle Brown and your host of the All Things Pageantry podcast. I have been in pageantry since I was 14 years old. I am a previous national title holder, the current Mrs. Texas Petite, owner of and pageant coach with the Crown Academy, and now a pageant podcaster. In this podcast, I will provide you with tips on how to step up your A game as a pageant contestant, share amazing pageant stories from my sister queens, and keep you updated on all the latest pageant buzz. So come on and let's dive into all things pageantry. Hi, everyone. This is Meg Bertle Brown, your host of the All Things Pageantry podcast. And today we have the so kind, ever beautiful Jennifer Garrison, the current Mrs. Indiana Royal USA 2025. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you for saying yes. I'm so glad to have you on the show. And we were just briefly talking about your system that you're in, Royal USA. Now, that's a fairly new system, is it? Is it not?
Yeah, or fairly new. Royalty USA is pretty new. What I love about it is the motto is rise, you know, reach, inspire, serve, and empower. And when I heard that as, you know, what they're all about, I was like, that is definitely me. And I was immediately called to that. So I'm very excited to see the sisterhood there.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So when and where is Nationals?
Nationals is in South Carolina and is November 15th through the 17th. So okay. I'll probably get there a day before and leave a day after kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So excited. Cause I'm, you know, if you're not familiar with Jennifer, she was, were you Mrs. Indiana as well last year for Petite?
Yes. Or? I was Mrs. Indiana Petite last year.
Yeah. And that's where I met Jennifer.
Yes.
And well, even like just online and social media prior to Nationals, you were just commenting on everything and like giving like a heart or a like, and just really about on everyone's posts. And mainly, I mean, that's from your good natured spirit. So much so that you actually won Miss Congeniality, correct?
I did. And I honestly was shocked because just really, we had a really great, genuine, great class. And I didn't think it was going to be me. I thought it'd be a couple other girls that I thought were also super sweet and just such good natured souls. And then when they call my name, like if they showed it in the video, I was like, like, is that me? Like me? You know, so I was seriously, it really touched my heart. It really did. At that time too, I was actually very sick. I almost didn't go to Nationals because I had had issues with my GI tract getting COVID. And it really messed me up where I had to have a PEG tube placement. So when I was standing on that stage, I still had my PEG tube and everything. And oh, I was just like so exhausted, but I was just so blessed to be there. I didn't want to like let the opportunity go by. So I was just so thankful to even just be standing on that stage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Well, I'm so glad I had the opportunity to meet you in person and just see you just be so beautiful on stage and off. And that award was definitely well-deserved. So
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me, how did you get started in pageantry?
You know, so it's a kind of a funny thing. I was walking to my car in the parking garage, and they probably don't even have them anymore. Who knows? Bulletin boards where, you know, like if you're looking for a roommate or if you need, you know, like random things like that. There was a flyer and it says, you know, earn scholarship money, you know, be Miss Fort Wayne for Miss America organization. So MAO. I'd never been in a pageant. I didn't know anything. I was just, all I saw was scholarship. Win scholarship money, because I like was barely getting by trying to figure out how I was going to get through school. And when I saw that, I was like, okay. So I went and did it. And I got the community service award and stuff like that each time. So got a little bit there, but it was so fun. And then I let it go after I graduated college and didn't like pay any second attention to. I thought, like, once you're Miss, like, that was it. It was just for Miss. Mm-hmm. And then that was it. That was in a pageantry. And then I saw when I was working at the hospital, like, something come on my Facebook. Join be Mrs. Indiana America to go to Mrs. America. And I'm like, what is this? Like, there's a Mrs.? What is that about? And I ended up doing that program for a couple years and just had the most absolute best time. Highly recommend that. And I just fell in love with pageantry, and I'm forever going to be a pageant girl. So that's my story.
Yeah. Awesome. 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 Yeah. It, you know, you just never kind of know where pageantry kind of just appears in your life and how, right? Like in your situation, how it kind of keeps coming back. Like, it leaves little, you know,
little nuggets,
little nuggets. And I'm like, hey, come back. Or, and, hey, remember me?
Yeah. And I meet the most amazing women like you, like seeing it, you know, your Pyramid Pantry program and what you do, like, it really inspires you to be like, okay, like, they're doing amazing things in their community. We need to expand that. We need to see what else we can do. Like, really, truly amazing women in pageantry.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And yeah, it's been this theme throughout this season two of this podcast that pageantry is no longer just about how you look on the outside. It's been more about, your academic achievements or your career goals, your career achievements, as well as community involvement, community leadership, community advocacy. I mean, all of those things kind of just are in a part of pageantry now, a part of modern pageantry, I think.
So. Yes. And yeah. I'm glad that it is taking that turn, is taking, you know, an all-inclusive view, not just having to be like a size zero, you know, look a certain way. I'm just glad that it's evolving into every woman, stand tall. What are you doing in the community? You know, how well-spoken are you? Mm-hmm. Again, what are your academic achievements? Like, all the things that make an amazing leader, because that's what it is like, who's going to be the leader and representative of that pageant system. And so I think it's really evolving to a great direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So talking about community involvement, I know on social media, I've seen you involved in a lot of things, particularly with, where was it? I printed it off here. The Cinderella Dress Day. So you're going to tell me more about that. And then you've wrote a children's book, but let me, kind of backtrack here. It says that you're a founder of the Empowerment Through Education Scholarship. So can you tell us more about that and how you developed that?
So again, it goes back to where I didn't have money to go to college. Like, I barely made it. It was down to my junior year. I was $1,000 short to continue my year. And I literally, it was like days away that I was going to have to drop out, all for money. Like, I had great grades. I was highly motivated, doing all the things, and $1,000 was going to hold me back. And luckily, at the last minute, I did get a scholarship. And I said, oh, you know, when I get a chance, I'm going to pay this back 1,000-fold. Like, I knew in that moment, I just didn't know how or when that was going to come about. And pageantry, when it circled back around, it allowed me to really get motivated and be like, yes, this is the chance. This is the chance to learn how to do a non-for-profit, which I did. I started the non-for-profit Empowerment Through Education, Inc. And we are solely based on giving out scholarships for people to go for their secondary education. So one of the things that I felt was very limiting when I was applying for scholarships was you had to study this. You had to have a background of that. And I didn't like that. So our scholarship, you just tell us what your dream is. What gifts do you want to give to the world? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it be culinary school, trade school, tech school, college, whatever it is that you have that calling for, because that's what makes the world go round. We want to help you. So this is going to be, we do an annual fundraiser now. How it started is, at first I designed t-shirts and little bags and things, like, you know, buy a t-shirt, and all that money went to the scholarship. Well, so many people only need so many shirts and stuff. So that kind of gets old. And then I wrote a book. So I was like, okay, I'm going to write a book. And all the proceeds go to the scholarship. Again, you know, book, you know, it was awesome. It was a great challenge. I really enjoyed it. And I thought it was a lot of fun to be like, yes, I can write a book. I did that. That was a great accomplishment. So, but you know, again, doesn't sell everywhere. So we do an annual fundraiser now of a purse bingo. Mm-hmm. And women get together and, you know, we have a great time. It's a great evening, you know, winning designer purses and things. And again, all that money goes to the scholarship. So this year we anticipate giving a minimum of 3 $1,000 scholarships this year to anyone in the state of Indiana. So we have our scholarship posted at empowermentthrougheducation.org. And yeah, you can apply that way. And again, our, what's also nice is there's no age limit.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're in your mid 30s, like say maybe you didn't want to do the college thing right away or whatever, we want to be able to support that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. I was going to ask, like, if were there kind of limits in terms of age or what kind of, but no, that's great because a lot of women, like you said, choose different paths as soon as they get out of high school or whatever the case may be. And then they come back around, having kids and realizing, oh my gosh, I need to like provide for my family.
Yes, exactly.
That's fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah. So very excited about that.
Yeah. Now, is that part of your platform? I didn't want to get confused, or is that a different aspect of the amazing things that you do?
So because I feel I'm so multifaceted in all the community work that I do, I think my biggest calling of what my platform is to have people give their gifts, you know, giving inspiration to the soul. Mm. And I think just like encouraging people to really get involved and really push these programs of whatever it is that other people are doing. Like we need to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Things don't just happen. We have to help each other make the world go round and around. So for example, with Cinderella Dress Day, we give out free prom dresses to anyone that comes to our event. And you get one long dress, one short dress, a pair of shoes. We have undergarments. You get a piece of jewelry. Mm-hmm. We have makeup on site. So all those things, we had over 7,000 dresses available this year. And all that is because of our amazing community that gets involved and gives us these dresses for free. And because of the pageant community, I had people donate jewelry. I had people donate dresses. Just because of that. And so that's what I really want to promote is this sisterhood, this love to keep giving all of our gifts to each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. So yeah, I definitely saw posts made about the Cinderella Dress Day. So that I think that's such a wonderful idea. Now, is that a local nonprofit or is that like, because I think I remember hearing something similar to that across the country, maybe in Texas.
Oh yeah. There's lots of like Cinderella closets and all that. And I really love that. And I always want to encourage that too. Like, you know, people might be interested. Well, how do I start my own not-for-profit? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, let's talk. I can totally help you. You know, like that's what this sisterhood is all about. Like, how did you do this? How did you write a book? Mm-hmm. You know, let's all talk. I think sometimes people think, oh, well, I'm not going to share my secret because I don't want her to have success. But no, that is not at all what pageanthood is truly about. Like we want to help each other rise because if one wins, we all win. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, even if I don't win the title, I'm going to do everything I can to help anyone that comes to me and says, hey, how did you do this? How did you do that? Or, you know, let's collaborate with this. Like that's really what it's about for me.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, someone that approaches you and asks, well, how did you write this book? You know, your focus may be A, but her focus may be D. And it's completely different because of different life experiences and whatnot. And so, yeah, I mean, so why exactly? Pageantry is more about sharing because really together you can help the world in a more general overall aspect, I think. So
right. And you never know where that's going to lead, like who's going to be able to be touched. I mean, we're all like connected. Mm-hmm. So like if you're able to help in some way that person and that person helps that person, well, you've helped them too, you know, even though it may not have been directly, it's indirectly. So if you keep going, your impact will be more global than you could ever realize.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So tell me about your book and Penelope.
Yeah. Basketball player Penelope and her pageant journey.
Oh, and her pageant journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it'd be kind of fun to have a character that is so out of the norm of what a pageant girl would be, and to then fall in love with pageantry and see what impact she can make. Mm-hmm. So don't want to give away everything, but you know,
of course.
You know, that's basically the gist of it. And, you know, Penelope learned a lot and, it was very exciting, you know, developing her story and seeing what she was thinking pageantry would be. So
Awesome. And where can we get this basketball?
So you can get on Amazon or you can get it on my Etsy account. Oh my gosh, I should know this. Hold on. Oh my gosh, we'll talk about something else while I'm looking it up. It's something so fun too. That I'm literally, to go back to the other question of Cinderella Dress Day real quick is, it is a local non-for-profit that is set up through the Fort Wayne Medical Alliance Society. And that's basically, there are wives of physicians in this area that, run different programs such as Narcan Initiative, having Narcan, the vials around places all around that are high risk in this area. And of course, Cinderella Dress Day, they also do Doctor's Day where they have an event for people to come and join. Oh, I got it. Fashionista Jen.
Okay.
But if you look it up, it'll pull up. I was like, and I'll sign it if you get on Etsy, you know, you'll get a sign.
That's
why I like Etsy, because it's like I can actually
Yeah. Well, that's awesome because, you know, I know a handful of girls, of pageant girls that have written their own book and then a lot more, maybe like 3-4 times more than that, who have said to me, I want to write a children's book or I want to write my personal memoir or something. And I'm like, do it. I may not be the one with the skills, but let me tell you who I know who have written a book and let me, you know, give them your contact information and get connected. So
yes, I highly recommend anyone to write a book. If that's something you're really interested in and really have a passion for, yes, do all the things. Don't let anything hold you back. And these days it's so great with Amazon self-publishing and stuff. It's really not difficult. It just takes time. It does take a little bit of money. I tell you that the most expensive part was the illustrations. But there's like different ways you can have that done, but it's whatever you want, you know? Right. So right.
Yeah, just go for it. Cause you never know.
That's right.
And all the lessons you learn doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. For and sure. I love to like when, if I keep copies like in my purse or my car and stuff. And if I see a little girl and that's one of my favorite things to do is be like, do you like books? You know, let me give you a book. Like, cause I want her to see like that this is tangibly possible that you can just write a book. Like you can do major impacts. So let me show you, I wrote this book. I want you to have it.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's lift the next generation too.
Yeah, of course. Yes. And I was reading through your bio that you sent and it says firewalker. I'm very curious as to what that is and if you really do walk on fire.
I have walked on fire. So I went to this amazing event with Tony Robbins.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Unleash the Power Within. I would totally go back someday. Oh my goodness. It just, I can't even explain to you. It just elevates your whole soul. And they make you, well, they don't make you, but they give you an opportunity to walk on fire. And it's legit hot coals. There ain't no, like, at first I thought, oh, this is fake.
Yeah.
Like, they're like going to have a cold stones on top or something. No, it's fire. So they go through the whole thing. It's like a couple hours of getting you in the mindset that you can do it. And that's what it is. And that's what it all boils down to, is that you can do anything mm-hmm. if you have the right mindset. Mm-hmm. And so once you have that mindset, you just walked on it and you're like, I just walked on fire. You know, like I just did that.
Oh,
so, yeah. So great.
How far do you walk? Like, what's the length of the?
It was kind of far. I would say 8 feet.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking
it wasn't just like
2, 3.
It wasn't just like 1 or 2. It was like you're walking. Oh. Now, of course, I did do it a little quick. I didn't run. They don't run. But you do a walk, you know.
Oh my gosh.
So I highly recommend. Did you feel
the heat underneath your feet, or did it like?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You felt it. But some people had blisters and things and like, you know, obvious signs of fire burn.
Yeah. But
I was lucky and I was surprised. I was like, oh, you did? I feel great. I just walked on fire, you know?
You do it again.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. Like, I mean, I would do it again, but just give me a minute. Like,
yeah.
But again, it's all that mindset, you know? Yeah. Yes, you can do it. You prepare yourself and then you just go for it. So that's what I love about it.
I was just thinking, maybe that could be a good talent for our pageant. But then I was thinking, I don't know if World to USA does have talent. Does it have talent? Because I think I remember.
They do. That's one of the things, too, that I thought was so neat and fun. I was like, okay, we got to talk about this. Because I haven't done talent since MAO. And so you can opt. There's an optional for talent. You don't have to do it.
Uh-huh.
So,
yes.
Oh, I do awesome. Talent.
Yes. I love talent. I'm a singer, so I love to sing. And so I try to. Yes, I need to find, you know, if I venture into a different system, find something with the talent. I've actually asked the director for Texas to see to add a talent, but
well, I'm just saying, like maybe when you're done, there's Royalty USA.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So tell me more about nationals. So let me back up. Was there a state competition, or were you?
No, it was an at-large. So
at large, okay.
Well, you apply, and okay. If there's multiple, they'll look through it type of thing.
Sure, sure.
I think it's because it was so new. I'm pretty sure I was the only one for Indiana.
And then what does nationals entail? Like, what kind of competitions will you be in? What kind of parties do they have? You know, get-togethers?
So I only know a little bit, but I know that we do the evening gown, and you do fun fashion. And you do opening number and of course you have an interview. And then there's a pageant, all red pageant, because those are like our colors is all red. So there's a red party and a Disney party. And also this will be the first pageant that for me, I've been involved that has a little program, you know, so there's little, you know, and then teens, you know, so this will be the first one I have little, so that will be so fun. I could have like maybe a little sister to grab on to and be like, come here, let me hype you up. Let's do this together. So I'm very excited about that. And then the optionals, they have an optional athletic wear, but the athletic wear is top notch. So I'm very excited to do that one because, just the athletic wear we'll get. Which I think you guys are getting some too now this year too, right? You have a sponsor for athletic wear?
Yes, we do. Yes. Yeah.
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 So that'll be fun. And then the talent mm-hmm. Is another optional. So I'll be partaking in those.
Oh yeah. That's awesome. Fun. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see that. Cause like you said, I remember our mutual friend, Allison was in that last year and she won. What title did she win? Mrs.
Royalty. Mrs. Woman Royalty. USA. Yep.
That's awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Go Allison.
Yes. Yes. We had her on, the first season, last season as a,
he's amazing.
Yeah. Yes. I love
really
her.
Amazing. I'm excited for your competition too. I will be there to cheer you all on.
Yes, I'm excited. excited.
I'm super close. So it's only, I am actually going to fly there. It's only like 20 minute flight.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. It's going to be so great. I'm like, oh, I just got my seat. Oh, time to go.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to go a day earlier, maybe 2 days, because last year was just crazy because I missed my
flight. I remember looking for you and I was like, where's Meg? Has anyone seen Meg? And then you got there and you're like, I'm sorry, I got to catch up on everything, you know, because, you know, we were learning like where to stand, yeah, where to pose and everything.
I got to my hotel 1 a.m, maybe 2 a.m. It was late and it was crazy because it was just
nuts. Oh my goodness. That is crazy.
We're getting there 2 days early.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Just in case.
So on your bio too, I saw that you are a triathlon and tennis enthusiast. So you've done triathlons?
Oh yeah. So again, awesome. And I'm working on getting back in shape as we speak. I did triathlons all the time. Like,
oh, wow.
Like every, I don't know, 2 months they would have one in this area, you know, in the nice weather. So like from spring to fall.
Yeah.
And then they're sprint triathlon. So they're not like crazy. So you would, usually swim like what, 3 miles or something. And then you run a 5K and then you bike like 8 miles.
Yeah.
So it's not like a Ironman. Like those people are crazy. Like you go with your bad self. If that's you. I am in awe of you. I just like, I am not to that level yet. Maybe someday. I've ran a half marathon, and again, it's, I want people to have motivation and not think that they can't do things, but I also want you to do it safely. So I actually had the motivation to do a full marathon, but with my feedings and stuff, like, for my GI tract, I wasn't able to consume enough food and protein. Like it's a whole thing when you do that stuff. But I was very proud that I was able to do the half marathon.
Yeah. And that's awesome.
I've done tennis actually since high school, and I was on the collegiate team. That's one of the ways I got money, scholarship. I was like, I will play tennis. You have money for me? Yes, I will be happy to do that. So I did that, and I play just USTA rounds here. So they're just usually spring and the fall.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So you definitely are well-rounded, and I love it. I've done triathlons too. Not a full Ironman.
Because a marathon is a marathon plus a marathon plus a marathon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you swim a marathon, you run a marathon, and you bike a marathon.
Like about 100 miles. Yeah. My husband did one a couple years ago. And he's actually an Ironman, and I was out there the entire time, and this was in the woodlands in Texas, and beautiful place to hang out and wait, because it really, really was an all-day event for me, just sitting and waiting and driving to different points where I would, you know, kind of see him and take photos and take a video of him. But
kudos to him. Like I said, I'm in awe of people that can do that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But still, a sprint triathlon is still great, because I mean it's a lot of work too in terms of transitioning between
your
swim to the bike to the run, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, but it feels good. It's like, I don't know, it's like a good feeling that you've done that, you know. Especially I feel like too, as we get older, it's like if people who are of age. We can say this because we're in our mid-40s.
Yeah.
It gets harder sometimes to do things. It's not as easy. You know, we wake up and we take a step out of bed and our knees are popping.
We spend about 20 minutes stretching.
You're like, oh, that was my knee. What is happening? You know, so it's nice to, you know, keep the body moving and keep goals. And that's a nice thing too about pageantry. It keeps you like a goal. You know, if you have a goal, you're like, okay, I can't wait till tomorrow. I have to do this today.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, awesome. Is there anything else you would like to share that I didn't touch on? I'm kind of going over into your bio here, but
No. I just always want to encourage people to really step out of your comfort zone and really take a leap into pageantry, whatever system is called to you, you know, research the system, mm-hmm. see if it's something that aligns with your values and what, and, you know, talk to people that maybe have done it. Like, mm-hmm. there is a space for you in any pageant, you know, so don't be afraid to try it. And I think you'd be really surprised of the amazing sisterhood that is there and the support and the growth mm-hmm. and all the love that is there. So that's what I have to say about pageants.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Take step out of your comfort zone and just do whatever you want to do in terms of like, reaching for your goals and not being mm-hmm. afraid to reach them. Cause even yep. if you don't reach them, there are lessons to be learned in that experience.
The growth, it's mm-hmm. the growth. It's the journey. Mm-hmm. You will find yourself in such a different light. And every time you do it, mm-hmm. you will grow.
Yeah.
You know, it's, exactly. it's endless. So that's just something I really enjoy and love. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, where can we follow you on social media? And do you have a website or?
Yeah. So, if you follow my Instagram at pageant Jen, J-E-N, and, I'm Jennifer Johnson Garrison on Facebook, and yeah, you can follow me. I'd love to follow your journey. If there's anything I can help you with, if you have a scholarship help you want, empowermentthrougheducation.org. Yeah. So that's me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for this great time that, you know, we finally get to kind of catch up one-on-one. I know last year at Nationals, it was such a busy, hectic, crazy week. It was a fun week. That for
sure. It was fun.
Sometimes you can't really have the time to spend with someone to really get to know them. Even though you've been following them on social media for a while, but yeah, so this was such a gift for me to talk with you and learn more about you, because there were things that I didn't even know that I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. So.
Oh, no. And you're amazing too. And thank you so much for having me. And I'm always cheering you on. I'm so excited to be there and cheer you on at Mrs. Petite this year. So I'll be there. Well, you know, don't forget to say hi. I know you're busy. I know everything's like, woo.
Yeah.
But yeah. we'll see
thank
each other.
You so much. Yes, yes, yes. All right, Jen, well, you have a great day. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.